position. Okay, cool. Yep. Under the covers with the one leg sticking out like that. Okay, cool. So how did my intro go again? Come on in, baby. Make yourself comfortable. I've been thinking about you and that sexy body of yours all day, and I just can't take it anymore. Make love to me, baby. I know you want to. Come on in, baby. Make yourself comfortable. Oh my god, you got me flowers? Oh, you're the sweetest. Come here. Oh, they're gorgeous. Thank you. Thank you. No one's ever gotten me flowers. That is just so sweet. I love you, baby. What am I doing without clothes on and sexy black lingerie? I was gonna lie in bed like a femme fatale, ready to just seduce you with my feminine allure, but I just got too excited by the flowers. Well, when I say it out loud, it sounds stupid, but it was gonna be great. You were gonna be like James Bond. Oh, wait, give me a second. I'll get back in bed. You'll come back in the room and we can try again. Oh, come on. I don't think I ruined it that badly. Oh, I get it. You don't want the whole routine. You just want to skip to the good part. Well, sure. Yeah, we can make that happen. Not that either. What then? Are you too tired? Oh, no, baby, it's okay. It's fine, believe me. We don't have to do this whole stupid thing. What you're comfortable with is more important than me getting to do this little acting bit. This whole thing was for you anyway. Babe, trust me, I'm fine. I'm just glad you're home. So, what do you want to do? We could watch some TV, or I could make you some food. You just want to snuggle? Oh, that sounds perfect. Here, take off your clothes and climb into bed with me. That's better. Here, get close to me. That's right. Even if we're not getting it on, I still want your body on mine. That feels incredible. You know, I'm always surprised by just how much I miss you after only a few hours. It's like, as soon as you leave, I'm waiting until I can see you again. And when you do finally come back, totally worth it. Come on, baby. Wrap your arms around me. I don't care if your hands are cold. Okay, nope. On second thought, well, let me hold them for a little bit. Warm them up. Jesus, dude. When do you put in for the transfer to the Siberian branch? It's okay. You're cold, I'm warm. We're like heat miser and snow miser. Well, like a sexy heat miser and snow miser. I think you're almost there, babe. And you know what you can put your hands on to make sure they'll warm up? What? I'm still super horny. You drive me crazy. Yeah, just like that. There you go, baby. That feel nice? I thought so. That's right. Be my big spoon. Just hold me close. The feeling of your skin on my skin is just amazing. So cozy. You know, it's kind of a superpower of yours to be able to make me feel so good and happy so quickly. just by touching me. Whenever we touch and I feel your hands caressing my body, or when your head nuzzles into my neck, or even just when we bump into each other and you grab my arm as we apologize, it just fills me with so much love and energy. You're like Rogue from X-Men in reverse. You make me stronger whenever you touch me. That wasn't too dorky, right? Good. Because I'm not just a dork, you know. I was gonna nail that sexy, sexy seduction bit. Trust me, you would have been a little puddle on the floor, just like James Bond. Yeah, all those scenes where James Bond goes completely speechless and awkward when he meets a beautiful woman, instead of thinking of a suave pickup line. There's at least one of those moments in all the movies, right? Hey, is it okay if I take off my bra? Turns out, sexy and comfortable aren't the same thing. Who knew? Okay, I'm just gonna reach around and... I love you so much. Wow, I didn't even decide to say that. It was like a reflex. You know what, baby? I take back that thing I said before. Your sexiness is making me very comfortable right now. Yeah, baby. Play with my hair. God, you know just what to do. I have no idea why hair play turns me on so much, but every time it just hits the spot. Who gives you the right to be this sexy? It's not fair. Not fair to everyone else. You are just so effortlessly sexy, and I've got you all to myself. Fuck yeah, kiss my neck. Don't stop. God, that heat. I could get drunk off of it. So perfect. I could do this all night. Oh, what? Baby, what's wrong? Oh. Well, it seemed about time your buddy made his appearance. No, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. It actually makes me so excited whenever that happens. I just love that I can do that for you. You want to keep cuddling, or has he changed your mind? Okay, just checking. No, I get it. You can't help it. Still, pretty sexy. Here, let me turn around. I want to see your pretty face. God, you're gorgeous. Your soft lips. Your cute little nose. And those eyes. I could look into them for hours. And your body. So strong and comforting. And so compatible. I mean, look at the spooning job. We fit together like puzzle pieces. You know, there are times when I'm positive that we were genuinely made for each other. Honest to God, soulmates. Yeah, I know that word gets tossed around a lot these days, but it's true. I can't imagine ever wanting to be with anyone else. You are the perfect guy for me, and I'm the luckiest girl on earth for finding you. It's okay. You don't have to be humble. It's just me. Well, yes, I'm flattering you, but that doesn't mean I'm lying. Seriously, I don't understand how anyone can see what I see in you. It's kind of cool. It's like I know a secret. Like, I can see something that everyone else is blind to. Like thestrals. You thought I was out of geeky metaphors? Show us what you know. Remember what you said after our fifth date when we went to the aquarium? You told me that you were worried that you weren't good enough for me. Well, I don't think you ever have to worry about that. To be honest, I've had those thoughts too. I've wondered what's stopping you from finding a prettier girl and leaving me behind. But lying here with you, that just sounds crazy. I know love when I feel it. And there's so much love in this bed right now. You getting sleepy, babe? No, that's okay. I'm feeling a bit drowsy as well. Should we just call it a night? Yeah. Okay. Hey, before we go to sleep, do you want to bathe the little spoon? I don't mind at all. Wrapping my arms around that body of yours, it'll be my pleasure. I knew you'd say yes. You'd never say no to being the little spoon. This is just perfect. I'm glad we did this. But fair warning, I haven't given up on seducing you, Mr. Bond. One day, you'll come home, and I'll be waiting for you. But until then, I just want to hold you. I'm always in love with you, darling. Always.